This is Shirley Mears. We've been visiting with Brian Clifton with Strategy Circle and Joel Manby of Hirshen Family Entertainment.
On the book itself, I mean, we could talk for hours, but the kind of one-minute summary is that we use love as a definition of our leadership principle. And it's not love the emotion. It's love the verb. It's how you treat other people, and it has nothing to do with how you feel about other people. And unfortunately, in America, we think of love as romantic and so forth. And it's in this book, it uses the word agape, a Greek word that stands for how you treat other people. And the book just goes through seven principles of love out of 1 Corinthians 13. And then it goes through some real simple stories and ideas of how you apply love in the for-profit or really any workplace or any organizational structure.
What role do you believe love has in the workplace?
Well, I think it's the most important factor because, you know, and people who are listening right now, they may not resonate it because they hear the word love and they think, oh, that's soft and fuzzy and I have to hit my numbers and I have to do whatever. I will tell you, I've been in the rough and tumble auto world, and I do believe love is the best leadership principle. If you think about it from a different angle, Brian, if you ask me, how do you get the best work environment and the best results, I'd say it's all about having great people. To have great people, you also want to have a great relationship with them so that they produce their best work. Well, the very factors or qualities that create that kind of strong relationship are the principles of love. We just don't talk about it that way. And if they read Love Works, they'll see, oh yeah, this is how I should treat other people to get the best out of them and have a strong, healthy, dynamic relationship. So love is critical. It's just that we aren't used to talking about it in a work environment because we don't want to be perceived as being soft and fuzzy. And I can tell you, it's anything but soft and fuzzy. It's hard work, and it's harder to be a leader who leads with love and hits his or her numbers than it is to be someone who just focuses on the numbers. Frankly, that's a lot easier because you don't have to worry about the impact your decisions have on other people. You know, I understand that skepticism because I was one of those skeptics, and I was converted, so to speak, when I came to Hirshen Family Entertainment.
Join us again next time here at Faith 1640 AM as we explore more speakers who are coming to OK Ethics Consortium. And again, you can learn more about them by going to okethics.org.